The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Natasha is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Mason who she really likes. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, Natasha, how long has it been since you heard from Mason?
Oh, man, it's been like a couple days. Like, I don't know. He won't hang out with me again. I don't know. He just says he's busy. He has to work. Family obligation.
Okay. But could that be legit if it's been a couple days, or the couple days is silence?
I mean, like, we work in the same building. I just don't get it. Like, it's just a bunch of BS, because he could just be busy, or I don't know. I feel like something else is going on. Like, we had such a great date. We had like fire. It was amazing. So like, the fact that he won't like just meet up for another happy hour right across the street from our office doesn't make sense.
Well, let's talk about the date. What part was, let's hear about the fire.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. We had a really good time. Like, our date was, like, amazing. But, like, we were, like, touching, kissing. Like, we shared appetizers. And, like, I don't know. Then we went back to his house, and we hooked up. I had to go, like, I had to sneak out in the middle of the night because I had a early work day the next day. But I don't know. I just thought that since it was so hot, and really, I didn't see anything that went wrong, I just don't understand, like, why he can't even, like, meet up for a coffee in the lobby. Like, what in the heck?
Right now, it feels like you're a little eager. Have you expressed that eagerness at any point after? So you guys hooked up.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But, like, okay, so I might have, like, kicked something when I left his house that may have upset him. Like, I
took something?
And when I was leaving. I might have kicked something. Like,
oh, kicked. Like,
okay. My shoe. Well, there was, like, kitty litter on my shoe when I was leaving his house. So I was like, oh, no, maybe I kicked over his cat's litter box. And maybe that is that why he's not talking to me? I mean, I might be pissed about that.
So did you leave a mess behind you? Is that what you're saying?
It was dark. It was early. I didn't see it. I might have met. I don't even know if a cat was in there.
Sorry, it's not funny.
Did you address the potential mess that you left? Did you say, sorry, I think I kicked something on my way out, or anything like that?
I want to explain myself, but like, I'm just not, he won't meet up with me. So he's just being cold. And after hooking up and after the way everything went, and then if I made a mess of his apartment, and if that's why he doesn't want to see me again, just tell me.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good.
Right.
Yeah, especially after hooking up with somebody. They do owe you a little something. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah, how many family obligations? I don't even understand how many could be possible in a week.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Natasha is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Mason. So in a second, we're going to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But real quick, Natasha, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Basically, we work in the same building. We didn't realize we had worked together for so long, and then we met and we had drinks. We hung out and we hooked up. I don't know. I maybe kicked over his cat box, and now he won't hang out with me, and he's giving me a bunch of weird excuses.
All right. You think it might be because he kicked over the litter box on accident?
Legitimately. All right.
Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Mason, please?
Hey, it's Mason.
Mason, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
Oh, thank you for asking, Mason. My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Mason. The whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey. I heard you guys earlier.
Oh sweet.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you.
That's cool. Yeah. We're just calling to say thank you.
We are. That's part of it.
Yeah, we were watching you. Listen, we're actually calling you because we got an email about you, Mason.
Okay.
It's from somebody who you went on a date with, but now you're ghosting. This is a first date follow-up.
Okay. All right.
So
what are the accusations?
Any idea of who would email us?
Natasha?
I'm pretty sure you're correct, Mason. Yeah, it is Natasha.
What happened?
She wants to know why you're ghosting her. She said she really liked you, but now you won't talk to her.
Okay. So, all right. Well, this is, okay. If she wants to hear it on the radio. So we obviously, like, she told you guys kind of the basic, what happened. We met and we went out for drinks, and then, she might have spent the night. I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Yeah. She told us that part.
Okay, cool. And then, so we're drinking and I'm a light sleeper. She spent the night and, I kept on waking up because she kept on farting. And I just,
what?
And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with farts, but it's just a little bit like, maybe I guess too soon for farts, if that makes sense. Like I just kind of met her and I'm already hearing her fart.
Exactly. You can't really control your body. It's too soon. Hold it in. That's funny.
Yeah. So, which is fine, because I'm sure, like, you know, who doesn't fart? So, but I was just a little bit much for me. It kind of gave me the ick. But there's nothing, there's no bad thing. I should just, honestly, I should have just got back to
it. It wasn't like while you guys were, like, out and stuff, was it?
No, I mean, I was sleeping. Who knows what she was, but I remember it being, it was just sleep.
Okay.
Farts.
Like, I could I could see, like, if she was doing it on purpose or, like, blatantly in front of you in the middle of conversation. But, like, if you're sleeping, you can't really control what's happening, right?
I know. That's why it's an embarrassing ick, I guess. I mean, again, like, it's maybe if I just knew her longer or if it's, like, a dating thing. Because I've, you know, there's nothing wrong with that when you're dating someone, but...
You know, I always get nervous about that, falling asleep next to someone for the first time, if I'm going to fart or not.
That's what you get nervous
about? Yeah. Yeah.
What if you were in his position? I'm just curious, like, how other people would handle that. Like, if you were...
Well, she was sleep farting. I think that'd be cute.
Is it?
Unless they were, like, real bad ones.
Right,
but
right,
I'd be
right.
Like, oh, that's cute. She doesn't even know she's farting. She'd be so embarrassed right now.
Right. Are you crying right now?
I'm just laughing, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you for telling us the truth, Mason.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm a light sleeper. I don't know what to say.
Okay, sure.
Mason, I don't know if you remember or not, but when we do the first date follow-ups, the other person is on the phone. So Natasha's on the phone and wants to talk to you.
All right. Hey, so you heard all that?
Hey.
Hey, Natasha.
I'm here. Hi.
Sorry.
Hi. Yeah. No, it's cool. you were definitely farting. Also,
I was farting.
What are you guys have for dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was talking a lot, so I probably had a bunch of air in my stomach. Maybe I didn't. I don't know if I remember. I don't know who was farting, but there was farting, dude. So maybe we'll drink or something.
When I toot, it's cute, and it just means I'm comfortable around you. So, you know, sorry, but I don't know. You were totally farting more than I was, and I feel so much better now.
Okay.
Which part makes you feel better?
I'm glad we're on the same page, fart page or something. I'm glad we have the same. Yeah, I'm glad you got to hear me fart because it felt unfair.
I thought you didn't want to talk to me anymore because I kicked over your cat box.
Yeah, that was totally it. No, that happens all the time. That's fine.
That would have been funnier.
Well, now that you have both know what each other's farts sound like.
I mean, really, you skipped a few steps.
Yeah, Mason, would you like to go on another date with Natasha? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, so I guess now that we both realize that we're both nighttime tutors.
Night.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, and I definitely feel bad about ghosting, and I shouldn't have done that. And now this whole thing is just really funny. So yeah, that'd be great.
Natasha, congratulations! Wow. You got another date.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Oh, that's awesome! And thanks for apologizing. I hated that feeling.
No.
Yeah. So definitely, yeah, definitely, and just please, yeah, let's go on a second date.
Okay.
That's cute. Well,
and now. Doesn't matter if you guys fart.
No.
maybe do things to turn each other on this one.
Yeah.
Rule reset.
I like that. A hard fart reset.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.